Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
If you want to give it a try, go to the River Talk Facebook page and see if you can see our live stream. We've got some technical challenges here. I literally don't know if we're doing the live stream or not. I'm getting two different messages here on my screen. But take a look at it. If you can find it, that's wonderful. How you doing? And if not, then we'll see what we can do on this end. Maybe we'll try it again on Monday or something. I don't know. I do not know. And how's your morning going for you, huh? Well, I'm doing just dandy. Thank you so much for asking. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Download the River Network app. I'm all you've got. Let's face it. I'm all you've got. I give you information no one else in the media gives you. That's just how I roll. So download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the hotkey. Which hotkey? This hotkey. It's the audio path of totality. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. And now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. That's on my business card, or will be soon when, next time I get them printed. All right, and let's see what else we have got going on. Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news. His people are talking with my people regarding Punky's people to see if we can get Punky in the studio here to talk about stuff. She's got some campaign going. I don't know. I don't really care what it is. She just looks really, really good. So we're going to try to get Punky here in studio and tell everybody, not only in Guernsey County, but really throughout the tri-state area, that you're going to be joining us. Again, I don't know if we're going to be doing a live stream or not, but we will try. We will try, because I've seen her pictures, and I got to tell you, wow. Just wow. Why she is selling deep-fried Oreos is something I will never understand. Deep-fried Twinkies, I'll never understand. She's a nurse, for God's sake. And she's also got this food truck, from what Mr. Big Willie is telling me. It's just the damnedest thing. It really is. But, man, does she look good. So we'll try to get her on. Thank you to Mr. Big Willie. That's after the 8 o'clock news. We'll have Mr. Big Willie on after the 8 o'clock news today. We've got Dimitri Graffiti, of course, about 8:55-ish. 8:50-ish. And your opportunity to call in and say or do whatever you want to say or do within the rules of engagement. And have a lot of fun with that. So, if you've just joined us, again, as far as I know, I am the only person in American media that is telling you that there's a very, very strong likelihood that Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu is dead, along with the head of Mossad and many other really, really important people. You're not seeing them anywhere. And to me, that can mean only one thing. Oh, here's the, okay, yeah. Here's the other thing. You hear reports in our media. The media is so biased and so pro-war, so pro-deep state. Deep state loves war. Oh, my God, does the deep state love war. You hear all these reports about all the dead Iranian leaders that we or Israel has killed. Look, we're winning the war. We've killed this guy. We've killed that guy. And on and on and on and on and on. All right, fine. That's part of war. It's horrible, but it's part of war. You're not hearing any reports about important Israelis being killed or wounded or anything. No reports. Fox News and all these others, no reports that the Iranian government is stating that they killed Bibi Netanyahu and so many other really, really important people in his government. Now, think about this. I'm no fan of the government of Iran. I love Persians, but I don't love the mullahs. They were terrible, and the Shah of Iran before that was terrible, and Savak was terrible. The governments have been horrible to the poor people of Iran. I like Iranians. I really do. Always have. Persians. And Kurds and all that. Lots of different ethnic groups there. Incredible history, by the way, of that country. Incredible history of those people. But not the government. So I'm no fan of the Iranian government. That said, when the Iranian government is making a bold claim that they killed Bibi Netanyahu and the head of Mossad and all these others. Don't you think that would be news here in this country? I would say it's news for one of two reasons. Because the lie is so outrageous that we start thinking about Baghdad Bob, the PR guy for Saddam Hussein, who lied about everything in the Iraq war, or it's actually true. But you don't hear these reports in our media. How the hell do you not hear these reports? If it's an outrageous lie, it would be very easy for the Israeli government to expose the lie and to cause everyone to ridicule the Iranian government and anything that the Iranian government says. Because all they would have to do is say, here's Bibi Netanyahu, he is reviewing the troops, he's giving a speech, he's here, he's meeting with heads of state, this, that, and the other, and here's the head of Mossad, and this, that, and the other, and here they all are, and they're holding a news conference or whatever. Very, very easy to expose a ridiculous Baghdad Bob-level lie. But you don't hear that. All you hear is... So if the Iranians are lying, why are we hearing only crickets? Why not just show us Bibi Netanyahu and the head of Mossad and all these other important people that supposedly were not killed by an Iranian missile? Where are they? Where are they? And why won't the American media tell you about this? I mean, it's beyond monstrous. It's unbelievable. There is a report. There's one woman here that I want to share with you. She had a very good report. Let me see. Where did I put this thing here now? Oh, I just had it here. Hold on. Just bear with me here. All right, here we go. All right. This is really important. This is outside the United States. I don't know who this is, but she is pretty much saying what I've been saying to you. And again, the American media is not telling you any of this. Listen to this.
So essentially, it was reported by the Iranians that they had killed or at least struck Bibi Netanyahu, so Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as there was reports that his brother, Ido, had also been killed, that basically they had struck the family home or Netanyahu's office. And in that strike, Netanyahu himself was taken out, either wounded or killed, that his brother was also wounded or killed. They'd also reported that the head of Mossad, David Barnea, was also killed. They've also reported that Ben-Gvir was also, he's the Minister of National Security, that he was also taken out, and Tomar Bar, the Air Force commander. These rumors started circulating after the Iranians said, yep, we took them out. Now, we also hear from the Israelis, all of the people that they claim to take out on the Iranian side and with Hamas and all of these, and so the Iranians were doing the same thing. But of course, the Israelis adamantly claim that this was not true. The only problem was we weren't really seeing Netanyahu. We weren't really... he would kind of disappear. And so then the question was, well, if he's alive and if they're lying, then show us he's alive. And we started getting a little bit of trickling of maybe some reports that Netanyahu was doing things, but he hasn't been seen by the public in the same way that he's always been seen previously. So previously, his typical MO is that he would visit, he would do like televised addresses, press conferences from secure locations, in-person visits to military bases and troops, official photos, statements. There would be a lot of in-person with him and a lot of other people, but usually having to do with the military and building up morale or the security situation. Not him out sipping
coffee. Nothing. What have I been telling you? His wife, or perhaps widow, hasn't been seen since the beginning of March. The Iranians are making these claims. You don't see it on our news media here in this country. They would show that to you, especially if it wasn't true, so they could then ridicule the Iranian propaganda. But no one's doing that. No one in the American media is challenging that. The fix is in. Something absolutely terrible has happened to Bibi Netanyahu and the brain trust of Israel, for God's sake. No one's disputing that. They're not talking about it. If they're not talking about it, they're not disputing it. Think about this. And think about how demoralizing this is going to be, if this is true, and I suspect it is, here in America and in Israel. All this is about lies. Everything connected with this, and I can't believe I'm saying this, with Israel, and I was a strong backer for the longest time. I swear to you, I was. But now you pull back the curtain with the Jeffrey Epstein stuff and this dragging us into war and now not telling us the truth about their prime minister. Is it all built on a lie? Is the whole thing about chosen people, is that built on a lie? I don't know. I'm no God expert. But now I question everything. And before I questioned nothing. Lies. Everything. Lies. Including the President of the United States. President Donald Trump. So many unforced errors in the past 6 months that it's heartbreaking to see how he has squandered his mandate. Just squandered it by being dragged into this damn thing, fighting Israel's battles and abandoning MAGA Nation and listening to the neocons that he ran against. What the hell is going on here? And he got the Epstein files that he'd rather eat glass than prosecute even one of the rapists. So now this guy, Joe Kent, the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, has resigned. Because he's saying that Israel dragged us into this war, and the Israel First people in this country, the billionaires who are Israel First, which is, again, it's a free country. You can believe whatever you want. I don't care. But we've been dragged into this mess because of this sovereign nation, Israel, that wants us to do all its dirty work for it. I'm sick of it. No more. So Joe Kent resigns. And Donald Trump had this. Hold on a second. Let me get this thing lined up here. Had this to say about him. About Joe Kent, the man that he installed as the director of the National Counterterrorism Center. This is President Trump.
National Counterterrorism, Joe Kent. He just resigned today. He said he can't support your conflict with Iran. What's your reaction to that? And did you?
Well, I read his statement. I always thought he was a nice guy, but I always thought he was weak on security, very weak on security. I didn't know him well, but I thought he seemed like a pretty nice guy. But when I read his statement, I realized that it's a good thing that he's out, because he said that Iran was not a threat. Iran was a threat. Every country realized what a threat Iran was. The question is whether or not they wanted to do something about it. And many people, many of the greatest military scholars are saying for years that presidents should have taken out Iran because they wanted a nuclear weapon. They were, if we didn't do the attack, or if I'll go a step further, if I didn't terminate the Iran nuclear deal given to us, one of the worst deals ever made, by Barack Hussein Obama. Remember when they sent Boeing 757s over there? Loaded with cash.
Again, did you hear what he said about Joe Kent?
Mr. President, your director of national counterterrorism, Joe Kent, he just resigned today. He said he can't support your conflict with Iran. What's your reaction to that? And did you?
Well, I read his statement. I always thought he was a nice guy, but I always thought he was weak on security, very weak on security.
Okay. Really weak on security, huh? He always thought that. President Trump. Here's what President Trump had to say when he nominated Joe Kent, that he always thought he was weak on security. Well, right there, that tells you, sir, if you always thought he was weak on security, why did you even nominate him? The media won't even do that. Their media is beyond pathetic. But here's what Donald Trump himself said about Joe Kent when he nominated him. It is my pleasure to nominate Joe Kent as the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, as a soldier, Green Beret, and CIA officer. Joe has hunted down terrorists and criminals his entire adult life. Above all, Joe knows the terrible cost of terrorism, losing his wonderful wife, Shannon, a great American hero who was killed in the fight against ISIS. Joe continues to honor her legacy by staying in the fight. Joe will help us keep America safe by eradicating all terrorism, from the jihadists around the world to the cartels in our backyard. Congratulations, Joe.
Mr. President, your director of national counterterrorism, Joe Kent, he just resigned today. He said he can't support your conflict with Iran. What's your reaction to that? And did you?
Well, I read his statement. I always thought he was a nice guy, but I always thought he was weak on security, very weak on security.
Can you believe this crap? Donald Trump has used up all of the goodwill that he had built up from the moment he went down that golden escalator. He always thought he was weak and this, that, and the other. This Joe Kent, 11 deployments, 6 bronze stars, 6. His first wife killed by a suicide bomber. Shame on the president.